This call will be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you for calling the Best Buy Delivery and Installation Driver Support Line. Please stay on the line and someone will be with you shortly.
Thanks for calling.
Please stay on the line after talking with the representative for a short three-question survey.
Geek Squad Client Care, this is Jeremy.
Hey Jeremy, this is Joey from XPO, and before I give out an FMS number, really, it's not really a problem. I'm asking for further assistance with this because I never had this call before. Okay, so I was trying to collect a payment, but the client is actually deaf, and when I tried to call the client, I think the app that she was using for translation picked up my number. Or picked up the number, so I don't know how I'm able to get in contact with her to collect this payment.
I'm sorry, say that again.
I was trying to collect a payment from this client for a shutoff valve. It was a valve payment, and the client's actually deaf, and I couldn't. I tried calling the client, and I think the app that she was using for translation for when the texts were there, I think the app picked up my number. So I have no, I don't believe I have a way of getting in contact with her.
I guess what do you mean, like picked up your number?
When I called, I was just on hold, basically.
Oh, okay. Well, what's the order number?
It is 74-87-30-52.
I've never taken a call like this either. I'll verify the name and address.
It would be Teresa S. Matina at 4209 Hale Lane.
And you said it was for a shutoff valve?
Yes.
I guess I'm confused because it was a microwave that we took.
Wait,
out.
Actually, I was going to say it's for, because it was completed. The microwave was completed, but it was a payment that I had to collect, though, for a, it was a valve, if I'm not mistaken. That's what the tech on the line was saying.
I'm just not sure what the valve was doing with.
I might be mistaken. If you want, I can go ahead and bring the tech on the line, if anything.
Yeah, I just want to confirm, I mean, because if it's something, you know, like $150 or something like that, we'll probably just go ahead and,
Hey, Danny?
Yes?
Could you confirm what the payment was for again? Yeah, I have the DOD on the other line with me.
The payment was for an outlet, for a microwave
outlet.
From a hood to a OTR.
What's the price on that?
It is $159.99.
I'll just update it in the notes here and stuff, and we'll just take care of it.
Okay, I really appreciate that so much. Yes, this is the first I've never encountered this before.
Awesome. So for on my end, for my paperwork, DOD covered?
Yeah, yep.
Awesome. Okay, I just wanted to confirm, so I could just be aware.
I just, if it's going to be difficult to get payment, and I guess I feel a little bad with them being deaf and it causing some issues to get everything taken care of.
Yeah, for sure. Appreciate
right.
that.
I appreciate you. Thank you for helping me out over here at XPO.
Do you need the Breeze number?
Okay. Just in case, yes.
279.
208. 126. Could you say the last part one more time? 026?
126.
126, okay. Okay. All right, I have the breeze code now. Thank you for helping me out over here at XPO, and I really appreciate you for this.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, so now that that's handled, okay, I'm going to go ahead and notate everything.
Perfect.
And thank you for helping me out over here at XPO, Danny.
Yes, sir. Thank you for your help. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you, too.